Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. In today's episode, we welcome back Mick Munter with the story Mick Munter and the Skunk Ape, written by Greg Barney and Daniel Hines and performed for you by Greg Barney. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Emilio and Nina and their family, to Lula and her family, Stephen and Aiton Wallace and their family from Minnetonka, Minnesota, Juliet Jones and her family, Eloise and Finney and Harley and their family from Pacific Grove, California, and Ella, Greta, and Sadie Grace and their family. Thank you so much, Sadie Grace, Greta, Ella, Finian, Eloise, Juliet, Aiton, Stephen, Tallulah, Nina, and Emilio. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
Hello, boys and girls. This is Mick Munter, Monster Hunter extraordinaire. You may also know me as the Lanky Yankee, the Charles Burrell Gargoyle, the Creature Teacher, the USA Game, the Unscripted Fun Cryptid, the Paranormal Semi-Formal, the True Blue Buckaroo, the Bulk Bogan Hulk Hogan, the Regal Eagle, and your guide to the Great Unknown. Every month I explore the untamed wilderness, looking for monsters, from the Devil Dragons of Australia to the Creeping Cryptids of North America. I search out the strangest creatures, the most mighty biteys, the super supernaturals, and I bring you all along for the ride. Some people think I've got bats in the belfry, but we all know that magic is out there in the wilds, just waiting for an adventurous kiddo to track it down.
He's a first-rate mate, he never hesitates to guide you to the great unknown. He's a wonderful down-under who always brings a fun to solve and mysteries everywhere he goes.
All right, Bigfoot, hand me the wrench.
Huh?
Bigfoot, that's not a wrench. You just gave me a flashlight.
Flashlight?
You don't know what a flashlight is? Wait, do you not know what a wrench is?
Nuh-uh.
Cheese and crackers. Well, I guess you weren't spending much time in a garage before we linked up, huh?
Nope.
I'll get it. That oughta do it. Okay, Bigfoot. Hop in the driver's seat, turn the engine over, and make sure she's in park beforehand.
Turn engine over?
It means start the engine. Viola! Listen to that sweet baby purr. It's about time we got the muskrat back on the road. Sorry about the wait, kiddos. But we added some special modifications to the muskrat, including a lift kit and a freshly tuned engine. Now she's ready to tackle the demanding terrain of our next adventure. The soggy swamps of the Florida Everglades.
Swamp?
A swamp is a kind of ecosystem, Bigfoot. Imagine if the forest you came from was sitting on top of a big stagnant puddle all the time, with insects everywhere. Stagnant means the water doesn't flow or move, so it can get pretty stinky. Now, swamps don't sound like much, but they're very important to the wildlife that call them home. Everything from the tiny mosquito to the mighty alligator, and of course, the cryptid we're after this week, the skunk ape.
Skunk? You.
Not that kind of skunk, Bigfoot. The skunk ape is one of a larger group of cryptids known as swamp things that call the swamps of the southern United States home. Think of it less like a skunk and more like a third cousin, Bigfoot.
Family reunion.
Bigfoot and I are going to pack our gear. While we do that, here's a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Today's episode of Stories Podcast is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective, quality ingredients personally tailored to your exact needs. Even when we try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get all the nutrients our bodies need for long-term health. Vitamins can fill in important gaps or give you an extra boost where you need it. You start with an online quiz. When I took it, the quiz asked me questions about my diet, my lifestyle choices, and my personal health goals, like increasing my energy and focus throughout the day. After only a couple minutes, Care Of gave me a personalized list of supplement recommendations, all of which are based on clinical research and traditional medicine, and all of which were chosen just for me. Some of them, like vitamins D and B complex, I'd heard of before, and some of them, like ashwagandha and milk thistle, were brand new to me. which I thought was really cool. My box came with 30 individual packets of my personalized vitamin mix, and they have my name on them. They're so cute and convenient, it's so easy to just grab one and go and actually take them every day. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code STORIESPODCAST. Visit takecareof.com and enter promo code STORIESPODCAST for 25% off your first month. No matter who you are, brushing your teeth is one of the most important parts of your day and an essential part of staying healthy. You know that, I know that, and our next sponsor, Quip, knows that too. Quip is a sleek electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to really clean your teeth. It has a built-in timer that helps you to clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes and even reminds you to switch sides. Quip's subscription plans are convenient, but they also benefit your health. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. This is great because I never remember when I last changed my brush head, and now I don't have to. Quip even comes with a mount that sticks to your mirror and keeps your bathroom sink clutter-free. No wonder everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's Best Inventions, and is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/stories right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/stories. getquip.com/stories. Thanks!
Here we are in Everglades City in Florida. Bigfoot, you know the drill. Hold down the muskrat, and I'll talk to some locals, see if we can't find any good leads.
You got it.
Wow. It sure is hot out here, and really humid. It seems like the sun is absolutely everywhere. There's a lot of hustle, and a matching amount of bustle, and looks like it's mostly tourist types. We might have to get to the outskirts of town before we find a true blue local. Someone with some secret skunk ape experience.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a moment?
Sure. Why not? What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the Fairway Fours Golf Club is currently renovating and expanding its greens. To celebrate, we're currently running a 30% off membership fee to join the club. That's a huge savings. Would you like to sign up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually not interested. Besides, I'm just passing through. Say, you wouldn't happen to know anything about a skunk ape being active in these parts, would you?
Skunk apes? I'm pretty sure those aren't real. But I've heard of people swearing that they've seen them. But those guys get really deep into the Everglades. No tour would take you that far into the swamp, so I don't think you'd get far without a fanboat. You know what would be relaxing? A nice round of golf at the Fairway Fours. What do you say? I could sign you up for a membership right now.
Thanks, but I'm actually more of a baseball kind of guy myself. Did you hear that, kiddos? If we get deep enough into the Everglades, there's almost a 100% chance of us getting a sighting. Let's get back to the muskrat.
Who are you talking to?
Now, the moment of truth, the big reveal, where we see if all our tinkering worked, or if the muskrat explodes. Bigfoot, pull that lever over there.
Okay.
Aha! The modifications we made to the muskrat worked like a charm, Bigfoot. Now the muskrat is better suited for the Everglades, because it's more like a fanboat. Exactly what our local told us we'd need. We don't have to bother with trying to get the muskrat through the rough terrain. We just have to get it around by sailing through the waters. I'm going topside to get a better view. You keep her steady.
Aye, aye.
Bigfoot, you're going to get the steering wheel and controls all greasy from your hairy, greasy chip fingers.
Oops.
He doesn't care. I should get one of those plastic covers. The smell of a swamp. Oh, I forgot how bad swamps actually smell. Well, nothing to do but do it, I guess. It may smell funky, but this is one of the more unique scents you'll find in a habitat. That bad smell is actually because of all the algae, bacteria, and fungus that thrives here due to the warm and moist conditions. There's also a lot of old vegetation that's decaying, which releases its own smelly gases. It's like a stinky-smelling symphony played for your nose. But just because it's smelly doesn't mean it's not impressive. We want to get as deep as possible into the swamp so we can get further into the skunk ape's habitat, making a sighting a heck of a lot more likely. There, up ahead, Bigfoot. Do you see that clearing? Bring us in, nice and slow. Great work, Bigfoot. You're getting pretty good at handling the muskrat.
Best in galaxy.
Don't let it go to your enormous head, buddy. You hang out here, and try not to eat too many chips, or you're going to end up with a stomachache again.
Okay.
Don't come to me crying when your stomach is punishing you later. I'm going to go further ahead on foot. I don't want to scare off our swamp monster with the muskrat. On to victory! Well, it's like trying to walk through molasses here. My feet keep getting swallowed by the mud, and it seems to hold on deeper and tighter with every step. I'll be lucky if I don't lose one of my boots or get stuck completely. Well, at least my boots are waterproof. Whew. All this legwork has me tired. I think I'll take a second to rest and consult my DH Monster Master Field Guide for some better insight into our swamp monster. According to this, the swamp monster is likely not a one-of-a-kind cryptid, but a species with many of its kind populating swamps all over the southern United States. Swamp monsters have a humanoid appearance with long limbs, stooped posture, and shaggy hair naturally blending into its surroundings, which makes it one of the hardest cryptids to spot out in the wild. Well, looks like we've got our work cut out for us. But it's nothing we seasoned adventurers can't handle. Wait, hold the phone, did you just hear that?
See something large up ahead through the vegetation, like it's squatting down. This habitat is unique in that if I try to close the distance to get a better look, I'm just going to be splashing everywhere, and alert whatever it is to my presence. We'll just have to observe. It looks like it's standing up. Oh my lanta! It's absolutely huge, whatever it is. Fully standing, I'd approximate it to be at least 7 feet tall. So this is either a confirmed skunk ape sighting, or Zdeno Chara is out for a swampy stroll. Well, our maybe possibly skunk ape seems to have vacated the area, but I've been doing this for a long enough time to know our mark here was not simply stopping to smell the roses. It had to have been up to something. Maybe foraging, or leaving droppings. Let's get a closer look and see if we can also pick up its tracks and follow it. All right, it was squatting in these low branches here. What's this? A nest? It can't be. Hang on one second. I don't remember the DH Monster Master Field Guide mentioning anything like this. Nope, there's nothing in here about swamp monsters laying eggs. Or building nests. We're on the verge of a real scientific breakthrough here. Just wait until Dr. Robin hears about this one. But first, let's get a better look at this nest and eggs. This doesn't look like a traditional nest that's made up of twigs and mud from the surrounding habitat. This looks more like a hiding spot. Interesting indeed. These eggs here are small and ball-shaped, and appear to be dimpled all around their surface and look a lot like golf balls. Wait a second, these are golf balls, and they have Fairway 4s written on them. Hey, that's the name of the golf course someone was asking me to sign up for. Very curious. I think we know where our next stop will be. You're getting better every day, Bigfoot. Looks like this is the spot here. The sign says Fairway 4s, and I can see a lot of activity off in the distance. Lots of heavy machinery and men at work. Let's go take a peek, kiddos. Bigfoot, you stay here until I get back. Hello there. Excuse me, sir. Would you be able to tell me what all this is about?
This? We're clearing out the swamp and draining it of water and knocking down these trees. What does it look like?
Well, friend, you seem a bit agitated. What's all that about?
Because we're behind schedule. We're supposed to be expanding more, but everything's at a standstill. Someone's been stealing all the shipments of golf balls so people can't golf. People can't golf, so there's no one paying to golf, which means there's no money to expand the golf course, and even if we could, there'd be no one to play on the new greens. So, we're at a standstill. Oh, here comes the owner, Mr. Nasal.
That's enough, Michael. Strangers don't need to know our business. And who might you be, Are you the one coming in here at night and stealing our golf balls? You look like some Pine Street vandal. Well, I'm happy to inform you that your little theft spree is at its end. I'll have security on premise tonight, and you won't be getting your slimy hands on any more of our limited edition Titanium Palladium Krypton Series 3 Omega golf balls.
I think I have an excellent idea. Watch this one, kiddos. Actually, Mr. Nasal, I'm here to offer my services in finding out just who is stealing all of your titular Pendulum Chiron Serial Tree Amiga golf balls, so they can be brought to justice.
And what makes you think you're qualified for this kind of work over a dedicated security detachment?
I actually happen to be a, private eye. Yeah, I'm, Nick Lunter, with, Bigfoot Inc. we call ourselves. We even have our own motto, Solving Mystery with Moxie. A team of security would just scare off your golf ball thief. You need to lure him in. I, heard about your troubles, so I thought I'd come and offer my very specialized services.
You know, I got my start as a door-to-door sales type myself, selling garage door openers that were activated by beeping your car's horn. They were a tough sell, but I was up to the challenge. Yes, I was. I admire your business spirit. You're hired. I'll be in my quarters tonight on the first floor of the estate here. Come to me immediately when you find whoever it is that's responsible for all this. I'll pay you handsomely, and there may even be a gold jacket in it for you. But if I find out you're playing me false, you're gonna find yourself in the rough. Understand me?
I am one of those garage door openers, you know. Honk, honk, honk every time I came home. Drove my neighbors nuts.
You don't say. Well, here we are, camped out with this new shipment of golf balls. Don't worry, kids. I'm not really going to arrest the skunk ape. I have a different plan in mind. But I think I know what's going on here. You see, a creature's habitat is a sensitive thing. The expansion of the golf course here and the destruction of the swamp is making the skunk ape feel threatened. So it's stealing all the golf balls to try and force them to shut the whole thing down. And between you and me, I don't blame our skunk ape one bit. I had to trick Mr. Nasal into this because I think it will be our best chance to reason with the skunk ape. If it's smart enough to be stealing golf balls to stop a golf course expanding, I bet I can reason with it and try to help old Swampy out. Now it's just a waiting game. It's cold out and there's a slight fog rolling in over the course, making it very hard to see anything. Truth be told, I'm a little scared. The skunk ape could come up behind me at any moment and I might not see it. Ah! Oh, birds. Right. There's only some birds. Okay. Hold it together, Nick. Bigfoot, stop eating all of the chips. What? I've never been to Melbourne. It's the skunk ape. A literal 8-foot tall walking swamp is the only way to describe it to you, kiddos. Wait, I know why you're taking these golf balls, and I'm pretty sure you can understand me. I have a good idea about how we can stop these people destroying your home. I'm Mick Munter, and I'm here to help. Good. I think he's picking up what I'm putting down, kids. Okay, skunk ape, here's the plan. Okay, I think this is his door.
Yes, who is it?
It's me! I've caught our man here green-handed.
Oh, wonderful! I knew I had a good feeling about... what in the rough?
You two must not have met. Mr. Nasal, this is the skunk ape. We call him Swampy. Old Swampy here is being pushed out of his habitat thanks to your expanding golf course. It's also made him pretty upset. I'm no business type, but I think it might be in your best interest to cut your losses and leave Swampy here be.
I'm sure we can come to an agreement. I'll stop the expansion, and you, my very tall, smelly friend, You can work as a caddy for my club in return until I can recoup the cost of not expanding. That seems reasonable to me.
I don't think my botanical bro here is a fan of indentured servitude.
Fine, fine. Just keep it away from me. Just, who are you really, anyway?
I'm Mick Munter, Monster Hunter Extraordinaire. Now I think you and Swampy here should shake on your new deal.
Yes, of course. Must seal the deal.
There we have it. We'll let you get back to sleep, Mr. Nasal. We appreciate you being so negotiable.
Yes, good night.
That all went according to plan. But just in case, I have a backup plan for you, Swampy. I just need to call up an old friend here.
Hello, Mick. What can I do for you?
Professor Abner, we've managed to track down another stellar cryptid, the Skunk Ape. His habitat was in danger of being overrun by an overzealous golfing executive, but we put a stop to that. But I think we need your help. Would you be able to have some drones fly over here and make sure this habitat stays the way it's supposed to? And let me know if there's any funny business?
Of course, Mick. Conservation is important for the Everglades in general, and not just because there's a new stunning cryptid in the wild. I'll get on it right away.
Great. Thanks again, Professor Abner. All right, Swampy. It's been real. I'm glad we were able to get this all sorted out for you. Professor Abner will keep an eye on the habitat and make sure there's no funny business. Go on now and be free to enjoy your rightful habitat. Huh? He's coming towards me. Uh-oh. I think he's coming in for a hug. Jeez, you're a smelly one.
Thanks, Nick.
Right. Don't mention it. See you later.
Later.
Oh, look. The one unsurprising thing on this whole adventure. Bigfoot eating all of the chips again.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, Bigfoot. Well, boys and girls, we did a really good job on this one. Not only were we able to catch a glimpse of the skunk ape, we were actually able to save its habitat. That's a real accomplishment. People really need to think before they do things, especially when it comes to nature and disturbing habitats. Just like thinking twice before we might litter, Mr. Nasal should have thought twice before expanding his golf course. I'm sure Mr. Nasal wasn't a bad person. He just didn't think about how his actions might hurt animal wildlife around him. I'm glad I was able to change his mind. And I'm sure Swampy being there helped him realize the error of his ways. Well, kiddos, I'm going to change out of these wet, smelly clothes. I'll see you next time, and remember, there's magic out there in the wild.
Story, Mick Munter and the Skunk Ape, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and Greg Barney and performed for you by Greg Barney. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.